I'm quite disturbed by the fact that they have said it is their final draft that will go to the people, instead of saying that it is a draft that will go to the principals and be agreed on, or to the negotiating party. So I think they're already stonewalling here, and it's going to be a big problem for the facilitator and his team. Similarly, the two MDCs have said, look, what we agreed on before is what we would like to go by. And I think legally, the MDCs are correct in saying, if we can't agree on any new changes, let's go back to the last place where we were agreeing. And I think that Zuma will only have a chance to have this succeed if he hammered that important point, that they've already agreed on something.
In the end, Mr. Spanda, how do you see this thing playing out?
I think that it is very likely that Zuma and SADC may be able to push ZANU-PF to a corner based on the already existing draft. I think that any new changes will be problematic for either the other parties in the agreement or ZANU-PF. But SADC can, I think, legally and procedurally go forward based on the existing draft if at some point the three parties were agreed on it at one particular level.